Ben, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Are you a Star Wars guy, Ben?
I'm not. No, I'm wait till the Blu-ray release. So.
Oh, all right. Okay. Last night, Tampa Bay and St. Louis. An entertaining game for sure. St. Louis comes away victorious, 31-23. So a pretty, Tampa Bay's slim hopes are done now for sure. So we move on, and the game that probably has the most potential playoff impact is the Denver-Pittsburgh game. What do you make of Osweiler, and do you think he's got anything left? Like, his last few weeks have been atrocious for a quarterback.
Yeah, Denver's kind of in a tough position, eh? I think this will be a really good measuring stick game for Osweiler because, I mean, Denver's obviously going to make the playoffs, but they're eventually going to run into a Pittsburgh or a New England. So it'll be nice to see what he has left. But the way he's playing, you know, you're right. He did not look very good against a pretty weak Oakland defense last week.
Yeah, like he did not look good. What is it, 23 straight series? They haven't scored a touchdown? That's ridiculous.
Oh, I know. So, I mean, we could be seeing Peyton Manning in the cold one more time at least at the end of this year.
Which is kind of surprising how people are like, oh, my God, they're so desperate they have to go to Peyton Manning. Like, it just seems strange to say it like that.
I know. But, I mean, looking at history, I know he's got the one Super Bowl, but at this point, I don't know. I think I would maybe take my shots with Osweiler and the run game rather than Manning. You know, Osweiler, he doesn't have the ego where you can kind of just tell him to play a safe Alex Smith-type game and hope that defense takes it home. I don't know if you can do that with Manning. You gotta kind of let Peyton Manning be Peyton Manning. But the problem is he's not really Peyton Manning anymore.
Ben, we look at three teams battling it for two playoff spots in the AFC. Kansas City Chiefs at 8-5, the Jets at 8-5, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at 8-5. We mentioned Pittsburgh at home, a huge game. Again, like, they got to win that game. You look at the New York Jets, who very quietly are 8-5. They take on a Dallas team that is very Jekyll and Hyde, but because they're playing in the worst division in football, they're not still completely out of it yet. If they run the table, there's a slim chance they could still make the playoffs in the NFC East. What do you make of Dallas, and do you think the Jets are quietly the team that no one's talking about and maybe better than we think?
Yeah, to start with the Jets, I'm still not really a big believer in them. You're right, they probably have another win coming their way this week, which would give them 9. Both Pittsburgh and Kansas City, I believe, end with like Baltimore and Cleveland. So they're definitely going to get to probably around 10. It's just if the Jets can get that 10th win too, we'll have to see. As for Dallas, I mean, they might not, they could still win out and take that division, but I don't see them winning out, not with Matt Castle. It might be a seven wins to get that division, but Dallas I don't think is going to get there.
Washington, Philly, and the Giants are all 6-7. None of them are great, but if you had to pick one, who do you think is the best team? And who should win the division in the final three games?
I'm going to go with the Giants because I think that Philadelphia probably still has one more sort of implosion in them. I'm not a big Chip Kelly believer. Washington is probably what they are, a slightly below 500 team. The Giants, they can be good. They're so frustrating because they can also be horrible. But if Eli Manning plays like he did last week, I mean, Odell Beckham is a great weapon. I'll put them in the playoffs right now, but like their previous Super Bowl years where they just snuck in, I think that's just about it for them this year.
Any other game intrigue you this weekend, and why?
Looking at the schedule, I guess it's the Arizona-Philadelphia one. Philly's probably in for a loss there, but that would be a huge win. It's kind of interesting to see how Arizona does. Philadelphia's playing a little better now. Arizona obviously has their division wrapped up, but they really, I think, have a shot to be just as good as Carolina. So, hopefully bring some momentum into the playoffs and make that a good match.
Carolina's in New York. Do they go 14-0?
I think so. I don't trust New York. I mean, they could have another huge game and end it all. And I still don't know if Carolina's going to finish 16-0 because, I mean, that's a tough feat. And I think they will slip up at one point. It's maybe 50-50 this week if New York brings it. But if I had to guess, I would say, go with the safer bet. Cam Newton's playing way too good right now. I mean, Josh Norman's playing great too. If he locks up Odell Beckham, you got to give Carolina the edge there.
And the AFC South division really could be decided this weekend with the Colts and the Texans. They're in Indianapolis. Without Andrew Luck, obviously the Colts are a vastly different team. And Houston, I think they're going to win this game on the road. What do you think?
I got Houston too. Yeah, the Colts are, even with Andrew Luck, they weren't playing that well. So I don't think they deserve to make the playoffs. Houston's defense at least deserves to make the playoffs. Jadeveon Clowney's looking more and more like the number one pick that he was. They're not a great team, but I don't think Matt Hasselbeck necessarily scares them. So I would go with Houston in that one as well.
And one last one for you. You look at the last night in Tampa Bay. Jameis Winston fired up. Almost looked like it was going to come to blows in that game with his team. But he's clearly been a guy who's become an emotional leader of that team. All the stories I'm reading online about him is that he's a guy who puts in the work. He's in the film room first thing in the morning. He's the last one there. They've got Mike Evans, who had a breakout game yesterday. Unfortunately, sucked last week when I need him in fantasy football. But he had a big game yesterday. They've still got Doug Martin. Vincent Jackson's injured. They need a better defense. But Winston and Mariota, at the start of the year, it was kind of 50-50 on who people liked. Now that you've seen them both for 13 weeks, or 14, I guess, now with Tampa Bay, who do you like better and why of those two young quarterbacks?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I like both of them a lot. I think this is going to be one of the rare years where both top quarterbacks kind of work out. But I'm taking Winston too, because going into the draft, everyone knew he had the talent. It was his sort of his character and work issue concerns that held it back, and he's kind of hitting 100 on both of those right now. I mean, Tampa Bay's got to be thrilled. He's showing the talent, but he's also showing that he's got a real good head on his shoulders to lead them for however long into the future.
Ben, always good to catch up with you. Have a great weekend. Have a great Christmas.
You as well.